Hey guys, we're back at it again. Another week here with Angel and Ale.
What's cracking, guys? You know, over here.
So, we kind of... We're going to let you guys down a little bit this week.
So to summarize it, we fucking slacked it.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I think it's our job, right?
Yeah.
It got annoyed.
We're pretty busy most of the time. Late this week, just by itself, I've been working... longer shifts, but yeah, and then our shifts are weird. So like, I work in the afternoon and the morning. Alice mostly morning.
Yeah, and then we only really see each other on Sundays.
So like, you know,
it's kind of hard to get together when he is a patrol, so he has a lot more to do, and I'm just at a gate. I can't go anywhere. And so yeah, we have a little bit of time here before we have to
head out.
Yeah, go home. And so, yeah, the topic of Charles Manson will not be touched on this week. Yeah. But next week we will.
Definitely.
Yes, we promise to get that out for you guys.
Yeah, because, I mean, it is a good topic. I know a lot. It's just I'm trying to gather more information, like names and...
locations.
Yeah, exactly. So that's pretty much my part of it. I got most of it done anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, last week, I'm a huge fan of the whole Charles Manson family. So, like I said, you know, it's just certain information that I still need to, you know, get.
And we would need more than 20 minutes to talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, we only have about 20 minutes before our shift ends. So, we wanted to do something quick. And so, we're going to share a little
inside detail of my life.
Yeah, a little personal.
So as you guys know, I was a I guess hoe.
You was or you are? What?
I was.
You're retired.
I'm retired. I'm, you know, I'm what is it? Oh, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm putting the
baton down.
Basically, yeah.
He wants to get married, you guys.
I want
to
settle down, finally. I mean, at age 25, but...
He's looking for a wife.
To wife me up.
He's trying to wife someone up. And... That's fucking big news, because if you know Angel, you know that's just not him at all.
Yeah, it's weird. All of a sudden, too. Like, it wasn't like, oh, it took time. It was just kind of like a one day to another.
It was literally, we were here one day, and the next week I come, he's like, yeah, I want to get married. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah, I mean, it's because I've been noticing a lot of my friends and people that I know are either getting married or having babies, you know? And I'm starting to feel, like, you know, that fever of, like, doing it too.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously I'm not going to jump into it, but...
Yeah, you want to wait for the right person.
Exactly. So, like, right now, I'm kind of chasing this girl, if you want to say, right?
Mm-hmm. How old is she?
She's actually older than me. She's 26.
Oh, so she's my age.
Yeah.
Which is only 2 years. It's not a big deal.
1 year.
1 year, my bit.
Yeah, so it's not too bad. I know her through a mutual friend.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
She's really pretty.
Yeah. So, she has kids.
Oh, more than one. I thought it was just one.
No, it's two.
Oh, okay.
So she has kids. But yeah, I really, what's the word? I'm digging this girl.
Yeah.
I think she's cool. She's very sweet. What attracts me is that she's very, like, strong and independent.
Mm.
You know, so she knows how to handle herself, which is pretty cool. I think that, you know, I'm, what is it, pro women?
Yeah.
Is that the right word?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But yeah, like that's one of the things that attracts me, like strong women. I don't know if it's, you know.
Because your mom is strong. You've seen that growing up.
Yeah, basically. So I think she's very attractive.
She's really pretty.
Yeah, she really is. We've only been talking not a lot, but, you know, recently.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking more. Yeah, she's pretty awesome person.
Do you see a future with her?
It's too early to tell right now. But like, I do like talking to her. It's kind of like a thing that I haven't had with someone else.
Oh.
You know? So it's different from what I'm...
And it's not the first person you date that has kids.
No, it's not the first person. No. Her girls are pretty interesting. You know, they're well-behaved. So like I said, she's a really good mom. She knows how to take care of her children. But yeah, she's something about her that just caught my attention. And it's kind of like it's weird. I'm kind of obsessed with it. With the idea. She's pretty cool. Sorry guys, she is at work right now. But yeah. Sorry if you hear background noise. But yeah, she's cool. Was she?
Yeah.
But yeah, lately, I went to, right now she's over with, in Monte, California, because her dad recently just got a stroke.
Oh, wow.
So I took her one of my days off last week. I took her to go stay with her dad.
How far away is that?
About an hour and 40 minutes.
Oh, not bad.
So it's not far. So either on my days off, go see her, or just kind of video chat. I don't know. Whatever.
Is she going to live over there for a while?
I don't think so. Because most of her stuff is over here. So she's out there just like kind of looking for someone to take care of her dad.
Oh.
I think that's what it is. But yeah, I don't think she's going to be out there for too long.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe another week or so. But
oh, okay.
Yeah, so we've been close. I think that brought us closer because I was helping her with, you know, she loves her dad, obviously. But
yeah,
you know, so I'm willing to help her with anything right now. And that's something I've never done before. Because I'm, in a way, I'm kind of like a selfish guy.
Yeah, because you've never really loved someone. Because when you love someone, you'll do anything for them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not saying you love this girl.
No, but I'm really into her.
But you could love her.
Yeah, obviously. You know, there's potential.
Yeah. Ooh. I'm excited.
Ooh. I'm excited, too. Especially me, you know?
Yeah.
Right now, I'm trying to win over her kids, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, the little one doesn't like me.
No. She's like, fuck off.
Well, I mean, it... Yeah, basically. I mean, her dad, you know, so they still see their dad. And it's like, obviously, I'm not trying to be the kid's dad or anything. It's just, you know, trying to get along with them.
Yeah. Cause
I kind of have to.
Yeah.
You know, and they're cool. They're cool. It's just the little one right now is kind of like, she's like suspicious on me, you know?
Yeah. That she's overprotective over her mom.
Well, yeah, of course, you know. I mean, I'm a stranger, you know, they don't really know me, so.
Yeah.
Which makes sense, which, you know, like I said, I'm trying to win them over.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I'm proud of you.
Like I said, changes, big changes in my life.
Big changes, because you...
I was not like this a year ago.
No, at all.
Mm-mm.
Not even a few months ago.
Yeah, I wasn't like this. Especially pre-COVID. Pre-COVID, I was bad.
Every time I would see you, I'd be like, oh, yeah.
I'm with someone else.
I'm with someone else. I'd be like, wait, weren't you just with... What's her name? Like, I'm confused.
Yeah, so... like I said, this is a really big change in my life. It's hard to get used to. Because, you know...
Old ways creep up.
Exactly. Like, temptation, you know, but...
Do girls you've hooked up with try to hit you up?
All the time.
Oh, shit.
All the time. But lately, I've been ignoring texts, you know, DMs and stuff.
Wow.
So, right now, I'm clean up till now.
Good.
You know, because you never know. I could always still make a mistake. You know, I'm only human. Again, Ale's still working, guys. She's working hard. But, yeah, so it's pretty cool that... I'm willing to change my life for the better, you know? I feel like this girl is something good in my life. But yeah. I mean, that's the biggest change that I've had lately with this girl. I mean, anything can happen. Oh, yeah, valió madre. Oh, never mind. But yeah.
I'm excited for you.
Yeah.
Good changes.
Really good changes.
I did 3 pages.
Oh, shit, you were busy today. I mean, I just hope this relationship doesn't turn out like Steven's.
No. You're very different, and you don't let people boss you around, or... Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you're a nice guy, but you're not gonna let someone take advantage of you.
Yeah, of course.
And then I feel like you're very good at seeing through people. So if you feel like she's... Do you know what I mean? Like, she's weird, or...
Yeah, I mean, definitely, I'm gonna... You know, set sail for someone else. But right now, I mean, things are good. But it's only the beginning, so...
Yeah, it's always good in the beginning.
Exactly. So we still got to see how I react or how she reacts later on. Because things...
Oh, hell no.
What? 16 hour?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Yeah, so right now, work was pretty slow. Now it's... It got busy out of nowhere. You don't know if you have any?
Oh,
make sure they have a pass first. I mean,
do they already have a pass for them?
I mean, yeah, I guess.
Oh.
Because they already have a 16. Yeah, so right now she's going to do a 16 hour. So we work at a country club right now. And we're kind of a bit busy. Oh, she is not really me. I'm just here talking to you guys. But yeah, today... So hopefully this girl and me work out. So I don't know. I'm trying to... stay kind of quiet, basically, that way. Yeah, sorry, I had an awkward silence because that lady had her window down.
Oh.
So I didn't want to, like, oh, who is he talking to?
I just do a one-day pass?
Yeah, do a one-day pass. How long are they here for?
I don't know, it's a homeowner.
Oh, it is? Just let them know that they have 4 16-hour agreements.
For. He said he knew.
Oh, did he?
You know about the
16-hour? Did he sign it?
Yeah.
Okay, so then we're good. If he knows, he knows. If not, he's going to get cited. One of the two. Yeah, guys, so... Yeah, sorry, we're work talk, you know? If you guys have... And then also, you know, if it doesn't work out with this girl... I do, accept applications. No,
oh,
just kidding.
Shit. Yeah.
You know, if you want to hit me up on my Insta.
Yeah.
I always respond on my Instagram. I think that's Instagram and Snapchat are the ones that I really use.
Yeah.
I don't have a Twitter, sadly.
You need to make one. Twitter's where it's at.
I do. I used to have a Twitter like 2 years ago, but I never got into it.
You didn't like it?
It's not that I didn't like it. I just never really used it. I think I was more on Instagram than any.
Yeah.
I think that was like my biggest like social media platform. And Snapchat. Well, Snapchat as well, whole life.
Yeah.
You know, Snapchat's great for, messages that you don't want to be seen.
Really? Why?
Well, because they disappear. So, yeah, that's why. Yeah, guys, so I just wanted to give you an update, I guess, on my life.
Yes, we're excited over here.
Yeah, definitely excited. Like I said, if it doesn't work out, you can always hit me up if you're interested or,
Do you have pictures on your Instagram?
Not many, but I'm gonna start using my Instagram a lot more.
Okay.
So I'm going to be posting a lot more on there. Because for a while, I stopped, so...
I know, same. I haven't done anything on Instagram.
Yeah, so I'm going to get back onto it and, kind of recreate my Instagram.
Revamp it.
What?
Revamp it.
Revamp it? Okay. But yeah, so I would, you know. Yeah, so that's pretty much it for today right now.
A little update from us, just so you won't miss us.
A little life update on Angel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're excited. Things are coming, and we'll have that episode ready for you next week.
Yeah, for sure. We'll do do a lot more research, get more details for you guys.
We need to have better time management.
We need to do this, not just Sundays.
Yeah.
We need to, you know, on a day where we could both, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's hard.
It is.
But.
Yeah.
We'll get through it.
We will. We always do.
Thank you guys for listening.
Tune in next week for Charles Manson, for sure.
For sure. We're not going to push it one more week. We got it.
We got it next week. All right, guys. Have a great day and, you know, stay out of trouble.
And we'll see you
next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, guys. We're back at it again. Another week here with Angel and Ale.
What's cracking, guys? You know, over here.
So, we kind of... We're going to let you guys down a little bit this week.
So, to summarize it, we fucking slacked it.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I think it's our job, right?
Yeah.
It got
in the way. We're pretty busy most of the time. Late this week, just by itself, I've been working longer shifts. And then our shifts are weird. So, like, I work in the afternoon and the morning. Alice, mostly morning.
Yeah, and then we only really see each other on Sundays.
So, like, you know.
It's kind of hard to get together when he is a patrol, so he has a lot more to do, and I'm just at a gate. I can't go anywhere. And so, yeah, we have a little bit of time here before we have to...
Head out.
Yeah, go home. And so, yeah, the topic of Charles Manson will not be touched on this week. Yeah. But next week we will...
Definitely.
Yes, we promise to get that out for you guys.
Yeah, because, I mean, it is a good topic. I know a lot. It's just I'm trying to gather more information, like names and...
locations.
Yeah, exactly. So that's pretty much... My part of it, I got most of it done anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, last week, I'm a huge fan of the whole Charles Manson family. So, like I said, you know, it's just certain information that I still need to, you know, get.
And we would need more than 20 minutes to talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, we only have about 20 minutes before our shift ends. So, we wanted to do something quick and... So we're going to share a little
inside detail of my life.
Yeah, a little personal.
So as you guys know, I was a, I guess hoe.
You was or you are? What?
I was.
You're retired.
I'm retired. I'm, you know, I'm, what is it? Oh, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm putting the...
Baton down?
Basically, yeah.
He wants to get married, you guys.
I want
to
settle down, finally. I mean, at age 25, but...
He's looking for a wife.
To wife me up.
He's trying to wife someone up. And... That's fucking big news, because if you know Angel, you know that's just not him at all.
Yeah, it's weird. All of a sudden, too. Like, it wasn't like, oh, it took time. It was just kind of like a one day to another.
It was literally, we were here one day, and the next week I come, he's like, yeah, I want to get married. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah, I mean, it's because I've been noticing a lot of my friends and people that I know are either getting married or having babies, you know? And I'm starting to feel, like, you know, that fever of, like, doing it too.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously I'm not going to jump into it, but...
Yeah, you want to wait for the right person.
Exactly. So, like, right now, I'm kind of chasing this girl, if you want to say, right?
Mm-hmm. How old is she?
She's actually older than me. She's 26.
Oh, so she's my age.
Yeah.
Which is only 2 years. Not a big deal.
1 year.
1 year, my bit.
Yeah, so it's not too bad. I know her through a mutual friend.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
She's really pretty.
Yeah. So she has kids.
Oh, more than one. I thought it was just one.
No, it's two.
Oh, okay.
So she has kids. But yeah, I really, what's the word? I'm digging this girl.
Yeah.
I think she's cool. She's very sweet. What attracts me is that she's very, like, strong and independent.
Mm.
You know, so she knows how to handle herself, which is pretty cool. I think that, you know, I'm, what is it, pro-women?
Yeah.
Is that the right word?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But yeah, like, that's one of the things that attracts me, like, strong women. I don't know if it's, you know.
Because your mom is strong. You've seen that growing up.
Yeah, basically. So, I think she's very attractive.
She's really pretty.
Yeah, she really is. We've only been talking not a lot, but, you know, recently.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking more. Yeah, she's pretty awesome. Pretty awesome person.
Do you see a future with her?
It's too early to tell right now. But, like, I do like talking to her. It's kind of like a thing that I haven't had with someone else.
Oh.
You know? So, it's different from what I'm...
And it's not the first person you date that has kids.
No, it's not the first person. No. Her girls are pretty interesting. You know, they're well-behaved. So, like I said, she's a really good mom. She knows how to take care of her children. But, yeah, she's something about her that just caught my attention. And it's kind of like it's weird. I'm kind of obsessed with it. With the idea. She's pretty cool. Sorry, guys. She is at work right now. But, yeah. Sorry if you hear background noise. But, yeah, she's cool. Was she?
Yeah.
But, yeah. Lately... Yeah, lately I went to, right now she's over with, in El Monte, California, because her dad recently just got a stroke.
Oh, wow.
So, I took her one of my days off last week. I took her to go, stay with her dad.
How far away is that?
About an hour and 40 minutes.
Oh, not bad.
So, it's not far. So, either on my days off, go see her, or just kind of video chat. I don't know, whatever.
Is she going to live over there for a while?
I don't think so. Because most of her stuff is over here. So she's out there just like kind of looking for someone to take care of her dad.
Oh.
I think that's what it is. But yeah, I don't think she's going to be out there for too long.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe another week or so. But
oh, okay.
Yeah, so we've been close. I think... That brought us closer because I was helping her with, you know, she loves her dad, obviously, but...
Yeah.
You know, so I'm willing to help her with anything right now. And that's something I've never done before. Because in a way, I'm kind of like a selfish guy.
Yeah, because you've never really loved someone. Because when you love someone, you'll do anything for them.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you love this girl.
No, but I'm really into her.
But you could love her.
Yeah, obviously, you know, there's potential.
Yeah. Ooh. I'm excited.
I'm excited too. Especially me, you know.
Yeah.
Right now I'm trying to win over her kids, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, the little one doesn't like me.
No. She's like, fuck off.
Well, I mean, basically. I mean, her dad, you know, so they still see their dad. And it's like, obviously I'm not trying to be the kid's dad or anything. It's just, you know, trying to get along with them.
Yeah,
I kind of have to.
Yeah.
You know, and they're cool. They're cool. It's just the little one right now is kind of like, she's like suspicious on me, you know?
Yeah. She's overprotective over her mom.
Well, yeah, of course, you know. I mean, I'm a stranger, you know, they don't really know me, so.
Yeah.
Which makes sense, which, you know, like I said, I'm trying to win them over.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I'm proud of you.
Like I said, changes, big changes in my life.
Big changes, because you...
I was not like this a year ago.
No, at all.
Mm-mm.
Not even a few months ago.
Yeah, I wasn't like this. Especially pre-COVID. pre-COVID, I was back.
Every time I would see you, it'd be like, oh, yeah.
I'm with someone else.
I'm with someone else. I'd be like, wait, weren't you just with, what's her name? Like, I'm confused.
Yeah, so, like I said, this is a really big change in my life. It's hard to get used to, because, you know.
Old ways creep up.
Exactly, like, temptation, you know, but.
Do girls you've hooked up with try to hit you up?
All the time.
Oh, shit.
All the time, but lately I've been ignoring texts, you know, DMs and stuff.
Wow.
So, right now I'm clean up till now.
Good.
You know, because you never know. I could always still make a mistake. You know, I'm only human. Again, Ale's still working, guys. She's working hard. But, yeah, so it's pretty cool that I'm willing to change my life for the better, you know? I feel like this girl is something good in my life. But yeah. I mean, that's the biggest change that I've had lately with this girl. I mean, anything can happen. Oh, yeah, valió madre. Oh, never mind. But yeah.
I'm excited for you.
Yeah.
Good changes.
Really good changes.
I did 3 pages.
Oh, shit. You were busy today. I mean, I just hope this relationship doesn't turn out like Steven's.
No. You're very different, and you don't let people boss you around or... Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you're a nice guy, but you're not gonna let someone take advantage of you.
Yeah, of course.
And then I feel like you're very good at seeing through people. So if you feel like she's, you know what I mean? Like she's weird or...
Yeah, I mean, definitely I'm gonna, you know, set sail for someone else. But right now, I mean, things are good. But it's only the beginning, so...
Yeah, it's always good in the beginning.
Exactly. So we still gotta see how I react or how she reacts later on. Because things...
Oh, hell no.
What? 16 hour?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Yeah, so right now, work was pretty slow. Now it's... It got busy out of nowhere. You don't know if you have any? Well, make sure they have a pass first, I mean.
Do they already have a pass before
they come in? I mean, yeah, I guess.
Well.
Because they already have a 16. Yeah, so right now, she's going to do a 16 hour. So we work at a country club right now. And we're kind of a bit busy. Oh, she is not really me. I'm just here talking to you guys. But yeah, today, so hopefully this girl and me work out, so I don't know, I'm trying to stay kind of quiet, basically, that way. Yeah, sorry, I had an awkward silence because that lady had her window down.
Oh.
So I didn't want to, like, oh, who's he talking to?
I just do a one-day pass?
Yeah, do a one-day pass. How long are they here for?
I don't know, it's a homeowner.
Oh, it is? Just let them know that they have 4 16-hour agreements.
He said he knew.
Oh, did he?
You know about the
16-hour? Did he sign it?
Yeah.
Okay, so then we're good. If he knows, he knows. If not, he's gonna get cited. One of the two. Yeah, guys, so. Yeah, sorry, we're work talk, you know? Yeah, so if, you know, if you guys have. And then also, you know, if it doesn't work out with this girl, I do, you know, accept applications. No,
oh,
just kidding.
Shit! Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, if you want to hit me up on my Insta.
Yeah.
I always respond on my Instagram. I think that's Instagram and Snapchat are the ones that I really use.
Yeah.
I don't have a Twitter, sadly.
You need to make one. Twitter's where it's at.
I do. I used to have a Twitter like 2 years ago, but I never got into it.
like it?
It's not that I didn't like it. I just never really used it. I think I was more on Instagram than any.
Yeah.
I think that was like my biggest like social media platform. And Snapchat. Well, Snapchat as well, you know. Whole life.
Yeah.
You know, Snapchat's great for, you know, messages that you don't want to be seen. Mm.
Really? Why?
Well, because they disappear.
Oh.
So, yeah, that's why. Yeah, guys, so I just wanted to give you an update, I guess, on my life.
Yes, we're excited over here.
Yeah, definitely excited. Like I said, if it doesn't work out, you can always hit me up if you're interested or, you know.
Do you have pictures on your Instagram?
Not many, but I'm gonna start using my Instagram a lot more.
Okay.
So I'm gonna be posting a lot more on there. Cause for a while I stopped, so.
I know, same. I haven't done anything on Instagram.
Yeah, so I'm gonna get back onto it and, you know, kind of recreate my Instagram.
Revamp it.
What?
Revamp it.
Okay. But yeah, so. I would, you know, yeah, so that's pretty much it for today right now.
A little update from us, just so you won't miss us.
A little life update on Angel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're excited. Things are coming, and we'll have that episode ready for you next week.
Yeah, for sure. We'll do a lot more research, get more details for you guys.
We need to have better time management.
We need to do this, not just Sundays.
Yeah.
We need a, you know, on a day where we could both, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, because it's hard.
It is.
But.
Yeah.
We'll get through it.
We will. We always do.
Thank you guys for listening.
Tune in next week for Charles Manson, for sure.
For sure. We're not going to push it one more week. We got it.
We got it next week. All right, guys. Have a great day and, you know, stay out of trouble.
And we'll see you
next week.
Bye.
Bye.